Hello, and welcome back. Tonight, we'll be actually reading fanfiction for the first time in a while. I decided, you know, fuck it, we're gonna read fanfiction. I couldn't care less anymore. If somebody reaches out to me and is like, hey, you can't do this, I'll be like, huh, fuck you. But no, seriously, if the author reaches out, I'll probably take it down. But honestly, what can they do? This is transformative work, and I'm doing the exact same thing, you know, parodying, you know? They can't sue me or anything, so yeah, let's just jump into this. By the way, I'm not making fun of the way the author writes. I am merely here to narrate the absurdity that is gay anime sex. Because it's just as fucking weird as regular anime sex. But I'm a degenerate, and I enjoy this stuff, so that's why I'm here to lessen the blow, to give you guys a little bit of, a little tablespoon of reality, just so it doesn't, like, hit you in the face. I'm here to provide the necessary tools that you'll be needing to know to function in the up-and-coming age. So without further ado, this is called They Say Laughter is the Best Medicine, but this may be a close second. I like the title already. It's pretty damn good. So the summary is, oh, by the way, this is also My Hero Academia fanfic, but I decided to use a different website, one that will actually be all right with me narrating this, hopefully. I don't know yet, but I gotta do something. Alright, so the summary is, Bakugo has got a concussion and Kirishima wants to help. How exactly he's going to help is imparted to him by a blushing doctor. Ooh, ooh. Red Riot? The receptionist asked, her eyes flicked up from her computer. Eijiro nodded, fidgeting nervously. He, Hanta, and Deki had just finished filing their police report and had swung by the hospital to pick up care instructions for the fourth and absent member of their crew. The four of them were split between two different agencies, so the chances they got to work together were few and far between, and it figured something would go wrong on one of those rare occasions. On paper, the mission the day before had gone more or less without a hitch, but Katsuki probably wouldn't agree. He'd taken his eyes off the target for one crucial second, and that was all it took for the villain's tail to catch him, toss him aloft, and smash him into the ground. The concussion that resulted wasn't life-threatening, but enough to warrant a visit to the hospital. He, of course, insisted that he was fine, and Eijiro had had a hell of a time getting him to stay at home and rest. He may or may not have had to call in a favor from Miss Bakugo, one that involved Katsuki's baby photos, but the important thing was that he was taking it easy for at least a week. Here you go, the receptionist said, holding out a short stack of papers titled, Concussion, Adult. Down the hall, third door on the left. Doctor has a few words for you. Eijiro nodded, thanked her, and set off down the hall. After a brief and unsuccessful attempt at flirting, Denki followed, rubbing the spot on the back of his head where Hanta had smashed him. Smacked him. Whew. Okay, just so we know, Hanta and Denki aren't the ones that are smashing, okay? It's not it. It's the other two fellas. What do you think they're going to tell us? Eijiro asked in the silence of the hospital hallway as three men made their way to the specified room. You don't think it was a lot worse then? Calm down, I don't know. It's an E and an I. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. I'm not Japanese. I'm white as hell. So I'm just gonna call it E. Calm down, E. Hanta interrupted him, patting his shoulder. I'm sure he's fine. It's kind of a miracle that he's made it to 22 without an injury like this. Eijiro sighed and nodded. He's still worried, though. Despite years of the two pro heroes dating, there was always the worry that one day something would go wrong and one of them would not come back. Honestly, that's kind of wholesome. Probably just bonus care stuff, Denki reassured. flicking the sheaf of papers as the three men reached the designated room. The door was open and a doctor was sitting at her desk, typing away at her computer. Before Ishiro could even knock on the doorframe, she was gesturing to the three chairs, which pulled themselves out for their guests.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, almost died. Okay. Take a seat, she said pleasantly. I'll just be a moment longer. The three sat and were soon presented cups of tea that seemed to be moving under their own power. Ishiro watched as the woman typed rapidly with one hand, gesturing with the other. She had incredible control over her quirk to be able to move things without looking at him. A moment later, she swiveled away from the monitor to fix a look on the three heroes. Cellophane, Red Riot, and Chargebolt. Pleasure to meet you. The doctor shook each of their hands in sequence, then looked at Ishiro, who sat between his two friends and work associates. How was Ground Zero? Ground Zero? Oh, that... Of course. Didn't realize that was his hero name. I'm... such a fucking failure. Instead of Ishiro, who was Dunkey, who cackled and answered... No, instead of Ishiro, it was Dunkey who cackled and answered. Pain in the ass like usual, insists he's fine. Lover boy over here had to talk to his mom to get him to lay low today. He elbowed Ishiro in the ribs, hard, but a moment later he was the one rubbing at the newly sustained injury to his elbow, swearing under his breath. It was almost like he forgot what Ishiro quirks was. Ishiro shot him a look, then redirected his attention to the doctor. He's alright, little delirious, little lightheaded, mostly pissed off. Light and noise are bothering him, but if he wasn't lying to me over text, he's been sleeping most of the day. The doctor nodded along as he spoke, her eyes skittering away from Ishiro's whatever their gazes met. Was she? Blushing? Ishiro felt his heart sink. He felt really bad when the fans got crushes. What with... Are the rumors true about you and Ground Zero? The doctor asked suddenly after mulling over the information Ishiro had given her. He rolled his eyes and slumped forward in his chair, almost spilling his hot tea in his lap. Rumors? Made out on national... God damn. Why? What the fuck? I don't know, they made out on national television. I don't know about you, but there's, like, only a select few circumstances where that would be necessary. Either you just, like... I don't fucking know. Baseball game? You're on the kiss cam? Kiss cam? That's the only thing I can think of. Okay. I mean, I'm just gonna, like, fill that in there. That's probably what happened. So, back to the story. It's pretty official, Doctor. Instead of that flash of disappointment he'd been expecting, the doctor's face broke into an expression of relief. Oh. Why? Okay, now I'm kind of interested. My interest is piqued. Okay. Good, that's good. Now then, she sat up straighter and rustled through a few papers on her desk. Looking at Ground Zero's medical record, his psychoanalysis shows some instability. Ishiro's skin prickled, but Hanta gripped his forearm hard, pulling him back into his chair. He hadn't realized he was standing up. The doctor had, and was holding up a halted hand. It isn't a judgment on his character. He's a fine hero. Merely, a concussion can have adverse effects on one's brain. Well, yeah, it's his brain smacking the inside of his skull, right? Hanta interjected, miming an impact by patting the back of his head right in the spot Katsuki had sustained his blow. The doctor nodded. It can change one's personality and can upset an unstable balance of emotions. Stimulation of parts of the brain can help, but use of the brain needs to be limited. That's why he's not allowed to read or watch television right now, Denki added. As an aside, he leaned over to look at his two friends, grinning. I'm actually pretty good at all the brain okay. Who's Denki? Oh, that's right, he's the electric dude. Okay. As an aside, he leaned over to look at his two friends, grinning. I'm actually pretty good at all the brain stuff. Comes with the territory. He tapped his temple, then said a little spark hopping from his head to his index finger. He looked at the doctor. Certain parts of the brain need to be stimulated if we want to keep him off the deep end. The doctor nodded, then indecisively shrugged, expression saying she was looking for the right words. I know it's coming. The parts of his brain in charge of processing pleasure need to remain active while he's recovering, or he may suffer bouts of manic depression. Israel inhaled sharply through his nose, going rigid. He hadn't realized a concussion was that big of a deal. Then we need to make him happy? He asked slowly, mind racing. The doctor nodded, but she looked embarrassed again. Why? So, give him the food he likes? Will that stimulate his brain, I guess? No. Well, yes, that'll help, but he does need to eat well for a full recovery, but that's not quite what he needs. God damn it, I read ahead. Doing stuff he likes? Oh, fuck, but we... Pardon my language, doctor, but we can't go hiking or work out. And video games are out... what? I can't read today. Okay. Let's do a double take on that one. Rewind. Okay. Doing stuff he likes? Oh, fuck, but we... pardon my language, doctor. But no, we can't go hiking or work out. And video games are out. Oh, yeah, because the whole TV thing. I didn't get that for a second. A little frustrated growl formed in the back of his throat. Why does he only like sporting athletic things? Oh, well, okay, well, I mean, either way, video games won't work. Okay. He'll just need, pleasurable stimulus, the doctor interjected. Israel looked at her, frustration mounting. Got that part, but how do I do that if it's not food and if we can't go out and do the stuff he likes? Not that kind of stimulus. Her words were coming more quietly and shaky now, and she was definitely embarrassed by something. Ishiro's brow furrowed, and he held up his hands in a shrug. What kind? Pleasurable. We just went over this. We can't... I mean something that you can do. At home. In his bedroom. Ishiro stared at her, eyes wide, brows almost touching over the bridge of his nose, and shrugged again. What do you... Oh, so he's confused. The fuck? Dude, freaking dense. Okay. What do you... Oh my god, E. She means sex. Denki finally burst out, exasperation dripping from every word. Fuck, man. How does Katsu keep it up with you? You're so fucking dense. I added a curse word in there for you guys. You're welcome. Side effect of your quirk? Hanta put in, grinning. He looked at the doctor, speaking on behalf of Ishiro, who was staring at the ground between his feet, obviously mortified. Either by what a medical professional was prescribing, or by the fact that he hadn't picked up the hint. Possibly both. Lover boy here just has to give the sexual stimulus to Ground Zero. Doesn't sound too hard, the doctor nodded. When she spoke, her voice sounded relieved. Physical activity needs to be avoided for at least a week, though he shouldn't be straining himself. You get to literally sex him up without him doing anything. Denki stage whispered to Ishiro, causing the man to blush even deeper than he had been. Denki snickered, but he looked pleasantly at the doctor. Is there anything else we should know about his injuries? The doctor smiled and pointed to the packet of care instructions that Ishiro was busy crumpling into a ball and tightening in his tightening fists. Anything else you need should be in that packet. I just want to speak to Red Riot about the details of... It's 12 in the morning right now, and I can't read. This is a long chapter. Fuck me. Okay. Anything else you need should be in that packet. I just wanted to speak to Red Riot about the details of Ground Zero's care. Well then. Hanta said, finishing off his tea and standing, hauling Ishiro up next to him and giving a little bow. Thank you very much. We will call if we have any questions. The doctor nodded and the three young men saw themselves out. Oh. My. God, Denki whispered once they were in the hallway. It's like the plot of a bad porno. He stopped dead in the hallway, dramatically spreading his hands into front of him as if setting a scene for a shoot. Picture it, young and unsuspecting victim of a traumatic brain injury, languishing at home alone only to have one of the current top heroes burst in, feed him some red meat, and then take care of his... And then take care of his red meat, if you catch my drift. He winked at Ichiro and Hata, who had stopped listening to him. Ichiro looked like he wished he hadn't. If you talk about this to anyone, I swear there won't be... Oops, already texted Mina, Hanta said with a wide smile, pushing his phone back into his pocket. Ichiro groaned. You two are the worst. The three of them reached the automatic doors at the front of the hospital and strode out. Don't pretend you aren't going to enjoy it, Denki sing-songed as he turned his strides back toward the agency office. He was on night duty, along with Hanta. Ichiro waved off the teasing jibes from the two of them. Ichiro waved off the TV. Holy shit. Okay. Ichiro waved off the teasing jibes. The two of them. Why do they have to make this such a fucking tongue twist? They're. Teasing jibes from the two of them off as he walked towards his motorbike. Such a fucking complicated sentence. Holy shit. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry, Mom. I should have studied more in school. As soon as he was out of sight, he let himself smile a bit, though he knew his face was still burning. Maybe just a little bit. Oh, things are gonna get spicy. Oh, things are gonna get spicy. Okay. What are we at now? 17:15. You know what? There's a break here. I'm gonna stop here. I'm gonna pick it up tomorrow. Probably tomorrow morning. That way you guys aren't waiting for too long. And I will, at least try to get some sleep. Knowing me, that's not going to be the case. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening. That has been... They say laughter is the best medicine, but this may be a close second. And by a close second, they mean sex. So the title should be, they say laughter is the best medicine, but we enjoy sex more. So far... I'm not doing this justice. Okay. This is written really well. I am fucking it up terribly because for some reason I can't read at 2 o'clock in the morning, as one does. Oh, God. Okay. So far, I'd say definitely... say a solid 8 out of 10. Would smash. I'm not terribly thrilled with the pairing between Ichiro and Katsuki, whatever his face is. Hold on. Yeah, Katsuki. Just because of the fact that, I mean, I've seen the anime and read the manga, and their personalities are pretty... They're both pretty hot-headed people. So, I mean, I guess under the right circumstances, it might be good. Especially since Ichiro is more... emotionally invested in things. He's able to kind of read situations well, react to people well. He cares a lot for people in a more noticeable fashion than Katsuki does. Because Katsuki is fucking insane. I'm not even joking. you look at him in any way, and he goes off of the deep end. So, I don't know, I feel like maybe there could have been, like, just somebody a little bit more calming that could have been paired up with Kotsky. But, I'd like to see where this goes. But I won't find out till tomorrow. Anyway. Oh boy. So the tags on this thing are pretty cool, okay? We have morning sex, anal sex. Anal sex is actually kind of a thing that happens between guys, you know, because you can't really do anything else, okay? I'm just saying. There's only so many orifices that us inferior male genders have. We don't have many holes, okay? There's light bondage, hand jobs, handcuffs, sex toys. Well, just one, really. Vibrators? Oh, shit. This is gonna be fucking whack. Not safe for work? Pretty fucking obvious. Biting. That's actually pretty kinky. Lots of biting. Okay. Nipple play. Interesting choice. Lap dance. Nani? Bro. Dude, my man Edgy is gonna be given a lap I think. That's what I can assume, because Kotsky can't do anything. Consent is important. Explicit consent. Don't know why those are tags. Are there people just straight up writing? Oh, well, you know what? I don't know the terms and services with Archive of Our Own, but you know what? Maybe some people are okay with sexual assault. I mean, not gonna lie though. Fucking the last one that I read was literally how what's his bucket, fucking little green haired bitch, Deku, or what's his face, Midoriya, that's his last name, or Izuku, something like that, I don't know. He was basically fucking people, like, you know, without their consent. He was kind of being a little wapey, if you know what I mean. So I'm kind of glad that they're explicitly adding consent. That's always a good thing. But yeah, the tags on here are pretty lit for sure. Like it a lot. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty fucking excited. This could turn out to be something beautiful, something spicy, right? Thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.